Well?
Well, what?
Well, how did it go?
Yeah, hang on, Bill. Let me get my breath back.
Never mind that. Did you tell Lynn?
I told her the whole story.
And what did she say?
She laughed.
But did she say we could have Andre?
She did.
Oh, hallelujah.
Steady on, Bill. Don't put out the flags yet.
Well, why not?
Andre didn't want to know.
Eh?
Said he'd rather fly to the moon than come back to the freezer plant.
Not even to help out on
Sunday? Not even for anything.
Why, for God's sake?
He just shouted, no, no, 1,000 times no, stamped his foot, waved his fist and marched out of the office.
Typical.
I reckon he's mellowing. There was a time he'd have chucked something into the wall. Well, don't look so gloomy, Bill. It was a nice idea where it lasted. You want to hear the rest? It gets worse.
Go on.
Lynn rang Maidenhead, explained the situation to her mother and asked if Brad would give her a tinkle when he got back from Marlow. He'd taken Jeremy there in his boat.
To ask him if he'd waive the no subcontracting clause.
Right. She rang back a while later, Lynn's mum, this is, to say Brad was adamant we had to stick to the contract or else.
But for Pete's sake, why should he do that? He's Lynn's stepfather.
Ah. Well, you just put your finger right on it.
Hey?
Well, he knows how things have been between Lynn and me. He thinks a crisis will bring us together. And he's right. It has.
Yeah, but there's got to be a limit, though, Matt. I mean, what's the use of you being together if it's the bankruptcy court? I mean, Brad surely can't want that.
Oh, well, we've got till Monday lunchtime, so let's not look on the black side yet, eh?
Well, how come you're so cheerful? I mean, have you got something up your sleeve?
No. Nope.
Well, then... Well,
something
what?
Will turn up. It usually does.
Yes, who is it?
Hi.
Oh, Rob. I thought you went home ages ago.
I meant to, but there was so much going on here. Things don't look too good, do they?
You could say that. Oh, come in if you're coming.
Tom.
I could cheerfully strangle Andre.
Take your place in the queue.
So what happens now?
Well, I'm just debating. I could phone Brad yet again. Tell him the way things are, it looks like we can't deliver.
You think he might relent and let us subcontract out?
He might. On the other hand, there's no knowing with Brad. He might cancel the contract.
Would that be so bad?
Wouldn't do a lot for Matt's plans for expansion.
So?
Hmm?
I thought you wanted to stop him.
Yes, I did, didn't I? But how do you stop a steamroller? You certainly don't stand in its way. Matt set his sights on expansion. If it wasn't now, it would be later. And what better time than now? He's got this big contract through Brad. That's a good foundation. He can build on that. Could build on that. If we could only find somebody to cook us those blasted lunches.
That's what you want?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then. Look no further.
You?
I've cooked before and I'll cook again. Not that kind of quantity, maybe, but... Say we were to do some big pots of beef casserole and... What are you smiling at?
Nothing. I'm listening. Please go on.
Ah, there you go, sir. 2 gin and tonics.
Sir, you've got the right money.
Oh, great, thank you. Oh, just right. Help yourself to ice, will you? And the next gentleman, please.
Morning, Kip.
Oh, hello, George. Don't often see you in here on a Sunday morning.
No.
All dressed up in your Sunday best, too. Very smart. I don't think I've seen you in that suit before, have I? Makes you look like an undertaker.
It's new. I bought it yesterday.
Oh, it set you back a bit, too, I bet. Come into money, have you?
I find that remark in very poor taste.
Oh, come on, man. George, I was joking, that's all. Can you take a joke?
Not this morning.
Have a drop too much last night, did you?
I'll have a drop, a bottle of stout, please.
Stout it is.
On second thoughts, I'll have a glass of brandy.
Oh, a large or small?
Large.
Whatever you say.
Excuse me, am I very much of you, Squire?
No, of course not. Help yourself.
No, thanks.
One large brandy. A soda?
I'll drink it as it is, thank you.
You're up to something, aren't you?
What do you mean?
I think you've got an assignation.
Oh, rubbish.
I think Jesse Brewer's had it.
There was never anything between me.
And you are on to someone new.
I've got a business meeting.
I see.
That's all.
So why do you need Dutch curry?
Why is it that the Welts are such an inquisitive people?
Sherlock Edwards, that's me.
My only reason for coming in here was that I had half an hour to kill and I was getting very tired of sitar music. Now, Cliff, there's someone over there trying to attract your attention, so why don't you serve him and leave me in peace?
There's a man
mountain of the stuff.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Enough to put you off meat for life.
Now, all we've got to do is dice it.
Hi, slaves, how's it going?
Watch it.
And she started you. Oh, good grief.
Any moment now.
Yeah, it shouldn't take us too long, the two of us.
Yeah, well, look, I've had second thoughts about that.
Eh?
I think I'd rather you got on with the vegetables, Bill. That way the stuff won't all be ready at the same time and we won't have a bottleneck at the container bay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's the carrots, parsnips and onions I want now. They're to go in the casserole. The separate veg can be done later.
Right you are, super chef.
Think you can manage, Lynn?
Never say die.
Right then, get dicing. And don't forget.
What?
The knives are sharp, so best count your fingers when you've finished. Don't want to upset the customers.
Ugh.
Hey, cheer up, William.
It's the onions, man. If you didn't know. And don't ask me how things are going.
How are things going?
Slowly.
Yeah, do you want a hand then?
All right, grab hold of a knife, will you?
Right.
It's the preparation that takes the time. I just hope Rob can cook the flipping stuff properly. Has he had the experience?
Yes, of course he has.
What if it comes out tasting like sawdust?
It won't.
No faith in that kid is touching.
Bill, it'll turn out fine, believe me.
What makes you so sure?
Because if this had been 20 years ago, and that had been me, I'd have worked all day and all night and gone out and bought more stuff out of my own pocket if necessary. But I'd have made damn certain that when that meal reached those canteen tables tomorrow lunchtime, they'd all have been asking for more.
Yeah, that's if it had been you.
Well, he's the same.
Why don't you tell him that?
Why?
I'll give him a bit of encouragement. You haven't said a word to him yet, have you? You might show a bit of gratitude.
I want to urge him to sweat it out a little longer.
I want him to try even harder, do you?
Ah, stop nagging me, will you? When the time comes, I'll make my peace with him. But I'll do it my way.
You'd better come in here, George. Everywhere else looks like a bomb's hit it.
Thank you.
Mike!
Hello?
Can you spare a minute? Is George underdone?
Oh, coming.
Oh, please, George, make yourself at home. Can we offer you a drink or something?
I just have one or two at the wagon.
Oh, hello, George.
Morning.
You're looking very smart. Been reading the lesson, have you?
I wanted to have a word.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
Oh, it's an awkward sort of situation, and I don't quite know where to start. It's about this house.
Yes?
Well, when you were in the bank on Friday, Claire, you told me that you had sold these premises, but you weren't very happy about the buyer.
That's right.
You said, and I think I've got it right, that you felt he represented the unacceptable phase of capitalism. I think that was the phrase.
Well, he certainly drives a hard bargain. He made a fairly low original offer, dropped it further after the survey, and when I haggled a little, he asked for early completion. That's through his representatives, of course. We've no idea who he is.
But he certainly knows how to get his pound of flesh.
Why are you interested, George? Because it's me.
You?
Yes. And I must confess, I have been feeling a little bit guilty. Not about acting through agents, because this sort of transaction between close neighbours almost invariably leads to embarrassment, even rancour on both sides. No, better to leave personalities out of it.
Yeah.
Nor do I apologise for my hard line over the price. In the light of the economic situation we have in this country, I consider it's fair without being generous, and it's cash, which is quite a bonus. No, where I have been harsh is over completion. But I thought you had a house in Bath. I thought you were fixed up there already, so why not hurry things along? It appeared that you had nothing to lose by it, and I had everything to gain. And, well, I'm not just talking about myself now. I do have certain responsibilities to others. And the sooner I'm able to discharge them, the better it will be all round.
Yes.
So, what I'm trying to say, with the help of a couple of brandies, is please don't worry too much about completion. We can stretch that a little if need be, and, well, I hope I haven't lost you as friends.
How much longer till it's ready?
I think the first lot should be ready about now.
Oh, good. Do you mind if I taste it?
Hope it chokes you.
You what?
I said, mind yourself.
This is heavy.
Now, let's get the lid off. There you go.
Yeah. Smells okay.
Tastes okay, too. Try some.
Well, it's edible.
Oh, you think it'll be okay, then?
It's very good. Hey, what's this?
What's that?
This business card. Rocky Roads. Yours?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Must have dropped it.
Since when have you been interested in fashion?
Hello. I have returned.
Good grief. It's Andre.
You're too late, mate. We're finished. Finished?
Don't be like that, Bill. You made a mistake, haven't you, Andre? You're just a little bit early for tomorrow. ¶¶